The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, the Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
And good afternoon, good day, welcome to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Burley in the house again, filling in for Trivago today. It is so, so good to be here with you. How are everybody doing today? Remember, like I say every time, it is hot. Please hydrate, drink your water, Gatorade, keep yourself hydrated, and just stay in the cool. If you're working in the heat, take the time out for a few. We want to see you here. So what's happening, everybody? Just to throw the telephone line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll-free 242-300-5720. You can always text at 422-4796. So what's going on out here today? A lot of things happening out there. Today is a wonderful Tuesday. Can you believe it is the 21st of July already? I was just saying it was just Christmas last week. It was just Easter yesterday. And today, we're in the middle of the summer, where it's very hot. I see there's a tropical storm in the Gulf of, the Gulf of Mexico. I'm calling it the Gulf of Mexico. Beryl, developing out there. So we wish our best for New Orleans and Alabama and other states out there that may be impacted. So we hope they all do well. And let's keep praying that we don't get any here in this side of the Caribbean, particularly in our good country, the Bahamas. We don't need a hurricane right now. Things too tough for us to get a setback. Oh, let's get into this little one message I got here for you now. Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group wants to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box here at the Nassau Guardian Oaksville office, and tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chance to win. The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. The deadline to enter is August 12th. We will be doing the drawing on August 14th, and somebody will be able to spend the last couple of days of summer in foreign. So don't forget. So I was listening to Dwight this morning, and of course reading The Guardian, and it brought something to me to ask, and I'm sure he did talk about it a bit too, and you gave some good insight. But and then I was talking to a police officer today when we talked about the man who's charged with murder who accused of breaching bail 81 times. And I said to the officer, well, how is this possible? How do you not know? And he said, well, they're signing in a book. I said, what do you mean? I said, okay, the book is the person's signature. Shouldn't there be some kind of system that once you sign in the book, you put it in the system and it pops up and say, hey, Joe Blow did not show up. And I don't know if they have that system, but it is very, very interesting. I'm like, wow, I don't believe that, you know, people don't look at it that way and make sure that be covering these people. You've given these guys ankle braces. You put them out there, and we're not monitoring them. Yeah, and it's not the monitoring people, because they know, they monitor them. They know when the battery low. They know what's going on. They know all of that. There should be some record in wherever they go, whichever police station it is, but it's tied to all the stations. That if Joe Blow goes into Central and he signs his name, and it pops up in the system. If Joe Blow's supposed to be there Tuesday and Wednesday pop up, and we don't see his name come up, you go say what's going on. But I don't know. Maybe it's me. But Dexter, oh, come on, Dexter. People hydrate with coconut water too. Yes, whatever your choice of hydration is, please hydrate, okay? I just don't want to hear people, you know, falling off from heat stroke or heat exhaustion or dehydration. So I try to drink as much water, and I drink a Gatorade or so here or there. And I do drink coconut water as well, Dexter, so yes. But so shouldn't it be some kind of system? And shouldn't we be able to know? Not we, but there should be a division maybe in the police force that monitors these things and keeps up with the system and prints out a report for the commissioner or whoever the officer in charge is to say, hey, everybody checked in this week. Oh, no, this one didn't check in. Let's find out what's going on. And then, you know, sometimes if you don't check in, you don't deserve to be out on it, right? 81 times? 81? Am I reading right? 81 times? There's a talk about it. There's also, I got to say it again, 81 times? Find that utterly amazing that we go through that. I see BPL load shedding in Long Island now. Something's not right there. Is it just really growing pains? Something doesn't feel right. If everywhere there's some kind of problem with your electricity, I don't even want to talk about Eleuthera. I know Hardy and the boys, them they every day complaining they're not the lights out, lights out, lights out. So it's interesting to find out exactly what's wrong, and I'm hoping if we could get someone on soon enough that we can talk about it so that we can have a clear understanding. There may be a misconception of what's going on, you know. And we beating up the minister, and we beating up on BPL people, and we really don't know. And once we get a clear idea, we could be a little more understanding, I would think. You know, I would hope. I know they went off today. I was in a business establishment, and it went off today. So, I don't know. We need. It's not enough questions being answered. We're not getting clarity on what's going on in many areas of this community, many areas in our country. We're not. And when we question, and like the caller said the other day, when you question or criticize, you anti this, you're sore loser and all that, it doesn't come down to that, you know. The day you get in power is the day we can question you. I don't care who it is. We can ask you, what is going on? Why is this not happening? What is what? And we should be able to get answers. And that is why I am an advocate for the enforcement or the establishment, enactment, whatever we want to say, of the Freedom of Information Act. But it needs to be a bit broader. It needs to be a bit more broader that we can specifically ask questions on certain things that the government is and the ministries and the corporations involved in. Why shouldn't we? It's our money. I was going to say the commercial is my money and I want it now, but it's not like that. Let's see what this text is saying. Good afternoon. I am so sick and tired of these garbage collectors not putting the garbage bins back the way they meet it. They don't put it back. The enclosed gates that house the bins, instead they leave it out in the road for you to put back. Although they collect garbage, they need to take pride. You got it. I don't know. Text them. I've never... And I hear your point, and I understand how you feel. They ain't going to put it back. If you run in a truck through the corner and you're trying to dump garbage off as many houses as possible to fulfill your area, they ain't going to put it back. And I know. I at home I do it. I go to my friends. I have to do it, put it back. They're not going to do that. So just a little exercise, man. I ain't going to hit you. My concerns with the garbage collection is the inconsistency. That's my concern, the inconsistency. They came to collect garbage from my corner a week ago Friday. I think they're supposed to come twice a week. They usually come just once a week. A week ago Friday. So I anticipated they'll come Friday gone. No show. Saturday, no show. They came yesterday, but that's 10 days. So my concern with the garbage collection is the inconsistency. It don't make no use you calling down the environmental complaining because ain't nothing that's happened. Nothing has happened. I don't know why they don't pressure these guys. They don't get on the case about collecting it on time. Because what it does, if you collect the garbage on a timely manner, and that's why it should be twice a week, you don't have dogs in the gated thing where you can put it in and close the gates, you're safe. But in a lot of areas, particularly over the hill areas, they don't have these things in no gated little cubicle. They have the bin sitting there the side of the yard. Plenty of dogs running around. So you put food in the garbage, better pour bleach in that, because the dogs will kick it over. If they don't collect it, then you have a problem having to clean it up. Then there's the issue of with the garbage, they rot. So the many things that we could do to avoid some health issues, rats, stuff like that, if this collected, those too. Now, I don't know if it's a different rule or different requirements, but I would think it should be twice a week, whatever two times of the week they pick. But I know in the Chippingham area, maybe if you're lucky once a week, probably every 10 days. Let me read this next text. Pearly, whatever is happening in the Bahamas today, the bucks will stop at the government and the leadership. Our country has been on autopilot for a long time. Is it really on autopilot? Do we think it's on autopilot? Do we have questions is asked? Do the leadership, the politicians, the members of parliament, really care about you, me, her, she, him? Or is it just the fact that we as member of parliament, we got the power, we to be this, be that? Because sometimes I really wonder. Sometimes I really not. There's some out there, credit where credit is due, very attentive to their constituencies. They're accessible, I should say. You can rely on them to be around, to hold their regular meetings, to answer questions, to have their one-on-ones. There are some of them like that. There's some very good on both sides of the political divide. Can't complain about that. Cannot complain about that. But there's some of them just, I don't know. It leaves me, and I brought up the freedom of information because I saw a piece in the papers, there's no timeline on functioning FOIA regime. What does that mean? I asked yesterday about a timeline for fully functioning freedom of information. Attorney General Wayne Monroe did not provide one, but noted that work is underway to identify information officers in each ministry and to find a new information commissioner. There's no rush. Will this happen before the year out? Will this happen before 2027? Will this happen before 2031? You got to ask these questions. Because just relax. We can get to you soon. And then we're not putting a sense of urgency on our politicians and our powers that be. Why not? It's your right. Is it producer, we have a call on the line? Caller, you're on the air. How you doing?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your point you just made is a great case study, right?
Uh-huh.
You talk about the Freedom of Information Act. They ask them when is a definitive timeline for us to see some action. All they can tell us is work is being started and in due course, right?
Yeah.
That's something what they campaigned on, correct?
Well, first they said it wasn't a priority. In the last term, they said it's not a priority. Now, yes, they did campaign on it during the last election, said that they will be implementing it.
Okay, good. Now, fast forward to the first 60 days after the election, from May 12th to when they went on vacation. What did they do in Parliament? And what did they campaign on it? The first thing they did was they made amendments to the Immigration Nationality Act.
Okay.
Second thing they did was they passed those taxes on to transportation.
But that's all part of the budget, yes.
third thing they did was they asked to increase their salaries before going on a recess from Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 points they raised, including the recess in Parliament after 60 days, was not campaigned during the election. They never told me, Hunter, if you vote for me, I can go and amend the Nationality Act. I can go and add taxes to the transportation, and I can go.
I hear you loud, Glenn. Guess what? I said this to somebody the other day. When Bahamians, we don't dig deep into what's going on in our country. And what I'm trying to say is, we get into the hype of the election, the partying, the music, the rallies, the drinking, the nice shirts and all that stuff. And we care about who ain't this and who ain't that and who ain't crook. We talk about all that, but we don't get into the nitty gritty and ask questions about when will the freedom, if you win, when will you implement the Freedom Information Act? What are you going to do on the, not the questions.
But at least tell me who's going to put taxes on transportation when you get in. You didn't tell me that when you campaign.
Point taken. But guess what? That they're not going to tell us everything. Yeah, I hear your point. But what they do is they write this little thing called a manifesto or call a progress report or whatever. I forgot what they call their booklet. And plenty of things that they say they are going to do are in there. But plenty of things they say they do are not in there. And it is our duty to ask these questions when they knock on our doors or when they're on these talk shows.
Yeah, anything is fair because
I agree with you.
Well, I guess they get in the family. If me as husband move in secrecy, it might, you know, we supposed to have full disclosure or at least be able to communicate before making decisions, right? You sharing a joint account with your wife. You have $20,000 on this account. Every time she checks the account, she sees money going down, but you ain't giving no report or no understanding where this money came.
Yeah.
How she gonna feel, my brother?
I understand. You ain't gonna feel too good, and it's the same feeling, I know.
Okay, then. Appreciate your time.
All right, brother. Take time. So, call you on the air. How you doing? Hello? Did we lose that one? Let me read this text quick. We need to start putting our garbage in the garbage bags before placing it into the garbage bin. That will solve a few problems. No garbage juice, no garbage scattered around the place, and dogs and rats won't be a problem. Now, Mr. First of all, not everybody can afford to buy those garbage bins. People sometimes surprise me. You walk in that food store, it costs things. Is he garbage bike? I need to get some milk for my children. I need to get some corned beef. I need to get some tuna. I need to get grits. I need to get rice. I can't afford garbage bike. I can't. And even if you put it in the garbage bag, and you put it in the bin and food in that garbage bag and there's loose dogs around, trust me, they will find it. And I'm telling you from experience, I, Pearly, buy garbage bags. I put them in the garbage bags. I pull the drawer, and I like the drawstring ones. I pull the drawstring and I put it in the garbage. But if I put some pork chop bones or some chicken bones in that, and the next morning when I come out, the bin on the ground. So what I do a little differently. I buy a small bottle of bleach or I buy some bleach and I pour over it to kill that scent. Not everybody can do that. But if we collect the garbage on a regular basis, that right there would eliminate the major problems. Let's read this on Good Day Pearly. Why the trolls ain't making noise about power outage? That's important. What can they say? What can anybody say? All you can say is my light's out. So who's in this next caller? Callie on the air, how you doing?
Hello, good day, how are you?
I am most wonderful. How are you, ma'am?
I'll be good. It's hot.
It is hot. I hope you're hydrating.
Well, I stand in the cool.
Still drink some water. Still drink water.
Yeah. Listen, I in my 60s, you keep on drinking all that water, you know what's happening. Keep on going to the bathroom. Peeing all of that.
Tell me about it, but you still got to drink the water, though, because if
you... Yeah, you drink a little bit, but you stay in the cool.
All right, I hear you. Okay.
I'm calling you for these dogs and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I live in the South.
Okay.
In Nassau, right?
Yes.
But, listen, get some nice bark acid and sprinkle on that garbage, and you ain't got them dog problem no more.
Okay, well, I use bleach, but by using bleach, I don't have the problem at all. But I understand. Because you want to kill the scent of the, you want to, I use bleach. I pour bleach. Good old Blanco bleach.
Yeah, you, right, the Blanco, well, no, I think the Clorox, actually.
Well, I use Blanco. Okay,
you pour it over that.
Yes.
Or whatever. Once you carry it out, even if you don't put it in the garbage bag, because, listen, you go to the food store for two. The garbage bags are so expensive.
Yes, they are.
Okay? But you get some bleach, but whatever bleach.
Yeah.
Well, I say get some nice boric acid.
Yes, ma'am.
Guess what? In fact, you ain't gonna see the dogs around anymore.
No, we ain't gonna do that. They're my bodyguards.
Wait, let me know if you're garbage.
I don't care. They still my bodyguards. 3 o'clock in the morning, you walk to my corners, you hear, yeah, Harry Bullen.
Early in the morning and then hooning and hollering.
I don't mind that. If I sleep in and I hear the dogs barking 3 o'clock in the morning, I know somebody passing through the corner, I go peep out to make sure everything is everything.
Yeah, but then in the morning you can find your garbage on the ground.
That's all right. That's why I put the bleach down to eliminate that problem. But I don't want to run news. They keep me safe at night. And they don't be in my yard, you know. They be in the middle of the road. But that's fine.
Well, anyway, guess what? You're male. Hi. You're male and I'm female. And
yes,
listen,
ma'am.
Them dogs, they know female.
Yeah.
Right? I already had to call the police.
Yes,
they give that one a citation, the neighbor down the road.
Oh, Lord.
Don't control these dogs.
I got you. Here, fair enough.
Okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah, but I say boric acid.
Okay.
Put it on the Clorox bleach.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got no more problem.
I got you. Take that.
Anyway,
Thank you. Love you, too. That's interesting. Take this next caller. Call you on the air. How you doing? Now, see, you got to be a little patient, you know. You got to be a little patient with more. I can come to you. Call you on the air. How you doing? Are you there? I guess not. I got a number of callers coming in here and there, so just be a little patient with me. Texas, you should not throw food in the garbage bins. No garbage bags. Well, deal with the garbage. Oh, boy. Use ammonia, and I do it every time I empty the trash. Okay. But you know something? I don't throw food in the garbage because I put a little bin and I actually feed the neighbors' dogs. Let's take this next caller, Mr. Producer. Call you on the air. How you doing? I think we may be having a little issue here because the calls aren't getting through, Mr. Producer. What you think? Oh, boy. Okay, but... I actually feed the dogs. So any scraps, anything like that I have left over, I put in a little bin, and as soon as I open my door, they come running. I feed them. I don't know now because my bin hasn't been knocked over a while. Maybe they've been treating me right, but I still do pour over like that. So that's what we got to do, okay? But back to the Freedom of Information Act. I think if enough calls... Or speak to your member of parliament, but we got to push for this to get enacted, get the regime going, because it's important that we know what our government is doing. There's ain't no knock against the preceding government. This is for any government, and for now and for future. Call you on the air. How you doing? You there? Mr. Belusa, let's take our first break. This is Pearly here on Z Live, here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be back in a second.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course. Not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I think we're having a little phone issue, but it should be sorted out. So those who called and couldn't get through, feel free to call again. And the text out then says, I often freeze leftovers in order to starve the rodents and empty when the garbage truck comes through. I don't be home all the time when the garbage truck comes through. But I understand, you got to do what you got to do to preserve. Call you on the air, how you doing? Very interesting. Just bear with us a little bit on these phone lines. We're going to get them sorted out and try again. Callie, are you there? Callie, are you there? Nope. Okay, if you're calling this, make sure you hear the producer's voice. For some reason, I don't know what's going on, but we'll try and figure it out and get to it. If not, just give me a shout, a text. And we will answer your questions. But I noticed another thing, too. Gas is down, 687 at Rubus, 660 at Esso, and 675 at Shell. But listening to a report today, the Iran-U.S. conflict is escalating to some degree, and gas prices in the States have gone up to over $4. Over $4 a gallon. So that means that we may be going back up in a few days because we just got down and now I think we're going to go back up. So keep your gas tank full as if you can. But then again, you see, I'm telling you this, and everything's so expensive, you got to put it whatever you can afford in gas. You may only be able to afford $20 and go back and put in another $20. You can't put the $50, $60 gas to fill your tank because things are rough, and I understand that. It's rough. Let's read this text. All animals nurse their young ones. Only humans waste money buying milk for babies. Now, see, Dexter, I can't let you say that because there are always various reasons why people and can't nurse, and you gave me a good idea by even saying that. And hopefully one of these days when I'm on my Thursday show, we'll get a nurse to come in and talk about these kind of things and understand why everybody, while it is, so I can get myself set right up here now. While breastfeeding is a very good thing and is encouraged, not all can do it for various reasons. Things happen why they can't do it. So they need to bottle feed their kids. And some of that are medical reasons, All right. So one of these days we'll get a nurse on who can talk to us and give us and talk about breastfeeding and I think breastfeeding month is coming up. That I hope I didn't miss it. But what we'll do is talk about that a little bit then, okay? How's that sound? Purdy, to protect the garbage, build guard jails for the garbage and gas will be going to. Purdy, to protect the garbage, build a garbage jail for the garbage and gas will be going up by end of the month. Yeah, some of us can do that, not everybody can. So when you can't have a proper receptacle, a proper area to put your garbage receptacle bin, the garbage bin, take other measures. Then some people said ammonia, some people said bleach. So boric acid, I don't know about that so much, but the bleach and ammonia, okay, you do what you gotta do to protect the area. All right? And you just do what you gotta be talking about this today. But that's what I like about it. That's what I like about being here, that we can talk about just about anything, and I give you an opportunity to express. I understand Sparky's sick today. Sparky, I just wanted to say, give my best to you. Hope you get well soon. You had some dental issues today, and see, I know what you're calling you on there. How you doing? Not again? Again? We're having some issues with the telephone lines today. People, bear with us. I don't want you to stop trying, because we got to figure out how to fix it. If you don't call, we don't know if we can get it fixed, so... All right, so we're trying to get it sorted out, and hopefully it isn't a major issue, but we'll see what happens shortly, okay? I wanted to talk a little bit more about, not so much so the guy breaching bail 81 times, but I want to talk about, is the system right that we use for this? We have the monitoring system. We have a company that monitors them. Your company. Okay, let's take this caller first. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
That's a little rough, but we're having some telephone issues.
That's the only reason I called, because you said to help you out. I called on the 323 number.
You see what I can tell you, like I saw in the movie Friday. I love you.
That's going to cost you. Have a good one.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. See, that's what you call. That's what I like about that. Wonderful. Well, apparently, the 323-6232 number. That was with the lady I spoke to on. So try that number if you're trying to get through, 323-6232, and let's see how it goes. All right. It's a little scary, but we'll figure it out. Callie on the air, how you doing?
Clearly, what's good?
All right, my brother, what you saying?
Nah, the producer asked me just now what number I call. I tell him I can't tell you what number I call, because then everybody can hold up my line, because Guardian Talk Radio is the hottest calling feature we have in the media. You all ain't see yesterday when Dwight them launched the giveaway, the talk show thing.
Uh-huh.
Man, look, you said what people was calling in?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't give out my private line. I know I get it. I've been with Guardian Talk Radio from the day Guardian Talk Radio was launched.
Okay.
This is the only number that I call to get into the show.
I ain't talk the number then, but
I talk the number, but then the number just has a personal response to me when I call it.
I gotcha.
You know?
All right.
But Pearly, on this note, I glad you raised about the guy having dug bail some 80, not dug bail, but breach bail some 81 times.
Uh-huh.
Pearly, I believe we should be outraged in this country at this point now. Where a gentleman was robbed, went before the courts, and has since now lost his life as a result of that matter.
Wow.
We should be appalled in this country to know that this is where justice is in terms of the execution of the law to protect one. That's why speedy trial is a check and balance in the U.S. system to help avoid similar. That's one gentleman that it's a clearing case of what happened. But think about the amount of other persons in our society who have been at the hands of the same thing that we haven't heard about.
Yeah. Many people don't even want to say, don't want to come forward to the police because they're afraid.
Exactly.
Very afraid.
Exactly. Uh-huh. There's this next notion. I want to look at it from this angle. a lot of the crime that we see happening on the streets of our country is the result of crimes that originate possibly from our prison system or our social justice system or the lack thereof.
Uh-huh. Explain.
That is something we need to have a critical look at.
Okay. Okay.
And so I hope that at some point in time we can get some professionals who can help us dive deeper into this and understanding the cause and effect of it on our community. This is having an effect, in my opinion, I've been saying, on the police even. Imagine us locking up the same fellas over and over and over, but you ain't really seeing nothing happening.
Yeah. You know the scary when I hear the news? The young man is known to the police.
My point exactly.
Yeah, known to the police. That means you've been before them more than once.
Go back to police corruption. The police corruption allegedly is seemingly so high in our country because you're locking up the same fellas over and over. So eventually you start saying, man, hey, you might as well start wheeling and dealing.
You lock my boys, eh?
That's the point I'm making, man. That's John, man. Come on, man. John only has robbed yellow houses. From that yellow house get robbed, they know that's John. John, look here, bring them people PlayStation players. I give you this, man, look here, I give you something and this and that. And that's how these things go. This is the real deal of it.
Yeah, and it's sad.
It's playing out right before our eyes, but who has the wherewithal to grab the bull by the horn and say, we got to get better than this? I'll say this to the sound of everybody that's listening here.
Uh-huh.
If we as a people are passing on to our children, our young children, anybody under the age of 10 and 12 right now, if what we have today is what we're passing on to them, we're doing them a disservice in leadership in this country.
And you don't mean necessarily prime minister. You're talking about leadership in terms of leadership of the family, leadership of the community.
On all fronts.
Okay.
On all sectors of our society.
Gotcha.
When I say all sectors, from the church come down.
Yep.
How many ministries? Or you got a new ministry popping up every other week. But look on their sign. You see anything on this, say, Sunday school?
True. I know the Catholic Church has, we don't call it Sunday, we call it CCD classes, which is pretty much the same thing.
Agreed, because the membership of the people, some of the adults that go to Sunday school and possibly the Anglican and Catholic Church was going to Sunday school and the Anglican and Catholic Church when they were children.
Yeah.
That foundation is there. The desire to have that meal, or when I say that meal, that spiritual food from their Sunday school as adults is there. But we have a generation of unchurched people, adults and children, that have no regard for the spiritual values that we hold as a country. And what are we doing about it? Just operating business as usual. And I've had communities where young men show me, they'll grab their priest when church out, and instead of evangelizing in the very same communities that they're in, they protect themselves, go into their car, and they go on with their business.
Yeah.
We have some critical problems in our society that need to be solved on all fronts.
And how do we do that?
See the gentleman that was that lost his life.
Uh-huh.
That is just the symptom of a much deeper problem that we're not addressing when it comes to social justice in our country, man. We in this camp, imagine probably someone hit you with a piece of wood or something, and a year after you don't get hit with a piece of wood, you got to look to possibly lose your life if you're going to get justice for your matter.
Yeah.
That ain't right, man.
Yeah, it can't be right. Let me ask you this question, and I asked this to somebody the other day, and they look at me like I was great. And forgive me for it like this. Is the Bahamas a corrupt country? And when I say corrupt country, I mean, yeah. Are we everybody? Because, you know, everybody who travel never, ever, ever put in the full amount on their declaration. And some people say they don't see that as a form of corruption, but it is.
All of those little things, in my opinion, are a form of corruption. And
okay.
So there's what I deem it as a culture of corruption that we have normalized in a lot of instances. And we don't see, again, the effect that it's having. As simple as, okay, I could call my cousin who I know to get rid of that traffic ticket or this, that, or the next thing. We, the average person, and then in some instances, imagine a pastor who pick up the phone today to call someone to get someone else out of a jam. We don't see these things as corruption. These things are cultural norms to us. However, they breed corruption and create the environment for corruption to take place if, in fact, they're not corruption.
Okay.
No longer than a couple of weeks ago, Pearly, I was inside town trying to get my membership renewed. The minute the woman saw my driver's license, she said, oh, y'all got all kind of corruption going on over there. I said, miss, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. We right now going through election and what's not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, the passport stuff. And I was shocked and embarrassed and shame. I didn't even know how to change the topic after that.
That's oh, boy. That's not
we have to. We have to, and this is why I say if we pass this on to the next generation, we would have done them a disservice. The leaders of yesterday, whomever they are, they brought my generation through the early 90s and the drug corruption and all of that image that our country once had, and it seems like we're faced with it again. Just how we cleaned it up before for one generation, we now need to clean it up again and again. From the church, come down from the rudder to the tutter, like the old people used to say, to be clean. That we need real housekeeping in this country.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. That was good stuff. Bleach and acid is cruelty. Well, no, the bleach percent, the acid, but when you put the bleach over the garbage, they don't smell what's in the garbage, and they stay away from anything. Because trust me, them sat in my yard, they stay coming around to me. Hey, Pearly, I see a lady in 8 Mile Rock is complaining that garbage hasn't been picked up. But us in Freeport, who government are not responsible for, we do not have that complaint. Understood. Understood. The port, the port has that well organized. Good day, Pearly. I am so hurt by what happened to Mr. McPhee, a Bahamian citizen who did his best to bring culprits to trial with an unhelpful judicial system that fails us. The police did their job and risked their lives. Please, God, help us with this form of corruption. Texas, the industry of crime is becoming exactly what it is, from top house to bottom house. We are sick society. Call it what it is. Sick. Anyway. Pearly, it's harder to see cheating on the customs declaration when there is so much high-level multi-millions in corruption at the government levels. Whatever under the table deals for the gas, the teachers. I understand what you're saying, but these little things. And I remember being a little boy and the teacher saying, little crimes lead to big ones. You don't license, and about that time, he's talking about not licensing your bicycle. You don't license your bicycle, then one time you won't license your car. Or if you take this little thing, you might move up to something bigger. Or if you steal this, you become a murderer. You used to hear all these talks back in the day. But is it? It is. It is a form of corruption. We may look at it as something small. We may look at it as something small and say, "Hey, that don't mean nothing." But it adds up. It does add up. We still having issues with the telephone line. Don't give up on us, though. But we're gonna take a break. This is Pearly here filling in for Zhivago Lang here on Z Live, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We got to go to the news, get a quick break. We'll be back right after the 1 o'clock hour.
Chicken tenders,
and they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them
with sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal,
enjoy them on their own,
or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More. John Bullfine Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. The form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is so good to be here with you. I know Alive doing some work on their phones, on the mobile system, so that could be affecting it. So I want you to keep trying calling in. On our side, the phone lines are working, so you can keep trying, and we would be happy if we can get it all done. Text, hey, Pearly, I can't call in because people know my voice and I'm driving. You want me, call me during the break if appreciated. Okay. Corruption, ha. The Prime Minister wrote a reference letter for a human smuggler and former illegal number man. What do you call that? Fish things from the head up. Oh, boy. Getting cold today, Tex. Pearly, that caller is correct. I have a neighbor who is a police officer, and his dad is also an officer, a sergeant, that drives a judge, and his son refused to license his car, and he report to work daily. You got to license your car now. Minister Wayne Monroe will go down as the laziest minister of national security. As one of the Bahamas' top defense attorneys, he knew the loopholes in our laws better than anyone. Why weren't those loopholes closed? I don't recall any major legislation induced to better protect the Bahamian people. Now, as Attorney General, I hope that changes before more witnesses are killed. Is it the loopholes are causing that? Or is it, you know what I said? We watch too many movies. These young people watch too many movies and won't implement. The way that murder went down or what happened, gotta be somebody watching a movie and think they could do what they see in the movies. But you know what I always say? Them people in the movies just get up and go home to their house after the movie. They do that. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Pearly. How you doing?
I am most wonderful. How are you there?
I am very fine. I got something for you.
Okay.
You know that man who they looking for, Mr. Moxley?
Uh-huh.
They have a couple of them sitting up in the prison, right?
I'm listening.
Now, I have something for the government.
Now be guided. Now, you ain't calling no name or nothing, right?
I ain't calling nobody name. Okay. I just knew you can hear it.
All right, go ahead.
I suggest to the government today, we shouldn't be robbing with these people no more. We want bail. for these serious altercations. Yeah, I am out. And hire me. I tell them I don't drink rum, I don't smoke dope, and I don't get coke. But I could go there with a 40-ounce one day in the gun. That's what I need.
Nah, you can't. That's vigilant. You can't let you do that, man. Can't let you do that. I can't let you do that. Jeez, old. Trying to get me in trouble? And what we... oh, boy. What needs to happen is we need to make sure that we do... 81 times. The brother did not report in 81 times. There got to be something wrong with that. Somebody actually says 81 times. 81 times. You did not report for 80. That's, you know what? That's either 81 weeks or 40 weeks. If it's twice a week, that's 40 weeks the man did not report. That's almost a year. And you can tell me you realize this. Usa. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Yeah, bless up, buddy.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
I'm not in a talking mood, but I'm calling because we're talking about crime, but you know, I saw in the States the other day a gentleman, you know, I used to watch Law and Crime.
Yeah.
A gentleman was sharing photographs of his wife. I mean, pornographic, right? And his 5-year-old child or whatever, et cetera, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the police came to the house, et cetera, and he you know, he was on camera. So this, you know, they go. So it was like, find out, they said there 62 million photos of pornographic pedophilia on the internet, right?
Wow.
That's frightening, yeah.
That's
so frightening. And I look at how lenient the government is, you know, the child, you know, but I'm concerned. I have young children at 60, in the 60s, right?
Okay.
I'm fortunate like you, Pearly. Support all things are possible, right?
Yeah, all things are possible.
But I'm very vexed in that I'm trying to really find out what will be the penalty for the two baboons, barbarians, who try to snatch a 15-year-old girl. Like, that frightened me, Pearly.
So
you can't tell me how to act after that. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is, I'm a human being.
Understood.
That is unacceptable. I don't know about you and anybody else. The lady who called, she was anger. She was in anger, but, you know, anger brings danger.
Yeah, it does.
No one is living in a manger. But what I'm saying is, right, that there is frightening. So I thought, I didn't get to call Aaron because I was kind of busy this morning, but I want to highlight that. Could people highlight that and put the and try to get these people out of the world? Because I'm trying to conceive in my mind, right, what is going on in their brains, Pearly. That didn't scare you, Pearly?
More than scare me. More than scare me.
Let's focus on that then. Let's focus on that because it frightened me, okay? It could turn me into a barbarian.
It could, yeah, you know, if it's your daughter and it could turn anybody into that.
Pearly, I'm telling you, it mightn't sound like it, but I can't believe men are like that. And then just the other day, they started teaching a children what a different thing. They were type of man, these them who beating up on these women and killing these women. I'm so scared.
They're cowards. So you know what that means. I call them cowards.
Give thanks. I don't know what they are, but I can tell you one thing, Pearly. I could lose my sanity. Give thanks.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. I mean, you know, and that is scary when you think about it. What kind of person? What do you have as a big grown man? And you know the other word I wanted to put after grown. Big grown man. 40, 50. And what you were seeing a 15-year-old child? What did y'all possibly have in common to talk about? Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, good day, Pearly. Thanks for this opportunity. So I have an answer for that.
Okay.
I'm convinced that for a number of our population, there is that spirit that has possessed a lot of our persons. Yes, people are making these choices, but I really believe that there is something pushing these persons, and some of them may realize that they don't even want to do it, whether they're murderers, rapists, but they are compelled because of something that they open the door. You started talking about church, but one of the significant part of what the church do is really point people to Christ. And that's a really, if a person can be transformed by Christ, like for me, I was transformed by Christ. If
okay.
I wasn't transformed, I would have been on the other side. You
understood.
See what I'm saying? There would have been some other issues I'd have been having.
Yeah.
And I believe that if you talk to people who say that they were transformed by Christ, I can assure you that they won't be the murderers, the rapists. Yeah, you may accuse them of, maybe they did something, one little thing here, one little thing there. But you wouldn't see this standard of trying to pull young girls in the bush. You wouldn't see this murdering people. And then another thing, you know, you have, when two men can go, whether it's girl rape or even murder, You telling me one person can't say, no, boy, we shouldn't do this.
I was about to say that. Listen, if I see a young girl and she look good and she young, and I would be afraid to tell my friend, but you see that? No.
Yeah.
No.
So what kind of mindset that two people could be in a conversation and they see it's okay? So I'm telling you that we are young people and older persons too. Like the incest that we're seeing, you know, grandparents, parents, close relatives. There's something going on. I really believe that there's a spiritual thing that's really over. Not majority, but a significant portion. And yes, there are some who are just doing it violence. I get that.
Yeah.
But I believe if we can interview those persons who would have done it, like in prison, they would tell you there was something that came over me and I was struggling with it. And I just kept yielding to it and I submitted to it. And these are the results. So what we say will require more than just the police and even the family.
Uh-huh.
It can be a little bit more, and I would just say spiritual. And if we can, if they can get convinced to come to Christ and be transformed, I believe that we would start to see this diminished. But thanks for this opportunity. I just wanted to use my space on the radio just to highlight Christ and what he could do in the lives. Thanks, bro.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Text says, 81 times, Pearly, ? Is this an isolated case? Or is this a systemic? That's the question to ask, you know. And see, when I was talking to the officer this morning, he was telling me, they have a book that you come and you sign. How archaic is that? A book? If somebody decides to take the book home, then you lose all the information, eh? I understand you have the book from the signing because you want that signature. Okay, let's live with that. But shouldn't there be a system that once you sign in the book, you put Joe Blow name, you report it in at 10:15 on July 21st, 2026. You report it in at 10:21 on August 21st, 2026. Should we do it like that? So you have it in the system. If I want to see how many times Joe Blow turned in, wouldn't I just print it out? A book. I wouldn't want to go through the book and try to solve that. I would want it done as it happens. Scary. Scary. We are having issues with, I think, I know Alive is doing some work on the system and some calls are not getting through, but don't let that deter you from trying, okay? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That murder is on the police and whoever was supposed to be monitoring the check, inspecting parole officer. And shouldn't, when these guys are on, and good question, when these guys are out on ankle monitoring or out on whatever they call it, shouldn't they be reporting not just to the police station? They have a parole officer, or is that not the case here in the Bahamas? That if Joe Blow and I if Joe Blow is out, shouldn't he and Pearly is the parole officer, shouldn't he be reporting to Pearly? So I give him a report that I see in him every week or every month or this. He's checking in with me as well. We got to put some checks and balances in this, brothers and ladies. We got to put some checks and balances in this in order for this to be something that's going to work. I'm afraid. Text, Pearly, who is going to be fired and exposed for not acting on 81 breaches of bail? Who? The current Minister of National Security must give a national report address? At least somebody got to say something that's about it, correct? Talk, these men are not interested in having conversation with these underage. No, I know that, Text. I know that, but I'm saying, you know, what? You ain't got, you, no, man. Anyway, call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey, brother.
Who can pay them? Who can pay them people, man? You would say alarm. I think you was joking with that, right? But to pay you was talking about who can pay for the fellas them to report to? What the name is you call it?
Man, if we can find money for consultants and all that money for consultants and man, all that money Pearly, to travel, we can't put some money aside to get some parole officers. Pearly, we have Pearly. Social services people working who probably ain't doing nothing.
Those consultants we are paying for, right?
Uh-huh.
We are not paying for consultant to make the payment lives better.
I hear you.
We are paying for consultant to keep the government in power. That's all. So we ain't expecting for nothing, but we have teachers. We have people, we have other people in all type of faster that this country need to get paid for police. So, you know, our leaders ain't interested in upgrading our system so that we could benefit from it, because how that can make them look as gods if they have a system that people don't really need them every day. Could you help me get across the road? Or could you help me get kind of how our leaders can be functioning if they don't have that Lord, oh God system inside the Bahamas? This is the reason why they keep fighting the Freedom of Information Act, and every so often they come back and they try to sell another dream, right? But the only group of people affected seriously by this Freedom of Information Act is that same House of Assembly, and this is the reason why they don't want it. Everybody wanted the bikes, wanted the police, wanted the prison, wanted the local man on the road, wanted the taxi drivers. Everybody wanted, but you know who don't want it?
The
House of Assembly do not want it, man. Have a nice day.
Thank you, brother. That's deep. That's deep. Okay. There we go. Good afternoon, Purdy. First, condolences to the family of Mr. McPhee, and my heart goes out to the young lady and her family who was almost abducted, and also to all those who have trauma of being a victim of criminal act. I am a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. I have raised my now young adult children to be the same. I can truly say that I did not think that I would be living in the Bahamas that we are currently living in. I am disappointed, and I'm not sure where to go from here, but there are many things at work contributing to the moral decay of our society. I am so afraid. That's a very, in the words of my late friend Rodney, that's powerful. That is powerful. Call you on the air. How you doing?
What's happening to you?
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
Good to hear you on this time of day.
Yeah, helping out my good brother Zhivago. He's traveling.
You know, the hot sun and thing, and you know, you still come out to do your due diligence.
When I jump in the car, I turn the AC on.
Anyway, I don't know if you want to take this discussion a bit deeper.
Let me hear what you got to say.
Okay. Remember when we came out of the wilderness in 1967, right?
We came out of it. Okay, then we had majority rule. Yeah, go ahead.
And the leader at that time, he took on the persona of a Moses.
I'm listening. Right? I'm listening.
Okay. And then the slogan of the PLP at that time was taken from Deuteronomy 8:2. All the way the Lord shall lead us, as he has done so these past 40 years in the wilderness.
Okay.
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 Now we came out of 1967, right? So if you want to put the Moses thing in perspective, we had crossed the Jordan, okay? And what happened when the Israelites crossed the Jordan? All the manna stopped.
Yeah.
So they were in a land of milk and honey, and they had all the tools to fend for themselves and build for themselves. Now, apparently, we didn't make that transition. Okay? We didn't do that. But to add insult to injury, we came into 1973, and I think Eddie Hanna is on record. There was an interview in the Miami Herald where he states that his government will allow the gambling licenses to expire as we go into 1973 as a Christian nation.
I don't remember that, but I'll have to look it up.
Okay. Anyway, you got to be old.
I was 11 years old when we got independence, and I was very active.
This is what you call a deep dive. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So now we get into 1973. As a Christian nation. And then we have the Carlton Francis episode.
Okay.
Well, a group of Baptist ministers decide to back the prime minister in this
this change of mind about we were not going to allow gambling to in this country as independence.
Okay.
Now they supported the prime minister and they crucified Dr. Francis. Now, I don't think if we understand whether we know it or not, we bought into something that has a biblical framework. And I think what we're seeing now, especially after this election, is we're seeing we are in a time where things just going upside down and we asking ourselves, when is this going to stop?
Uh-huh.
But I think we can understand something. We are in a season.
Okay.
We are in a season.
We are in a season. When is this season going to finish?
Now. That's between the politicians and the pastors. Because I think Mario Moxie set the stage in terms of he says we got to go repent.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say the nation got to repent, you know. I think he said the church got to repent.
Okay. Interesting.
In terms of what
I got to listen to the speech again. I understand what you're saying.
Anyway, buddy.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Read a couple more texts here. Why money making noise last night? Didn't he vote for garbage? He hollering. I quite understand it. Pearly, who should be held accountable for the 81? You know, I don't know who should be held accountable, but somebody. I mean, we got to look at the system, and maybe the system isn't right, and maybe the system needs to be held accountable in terms of we got to correct it and put it in place so that we find out when a man misses one time, not 81. Because this is unacceptable. I am appalled by this. I'm appalled that that's, and like I said, some of the report once a week, some of the report twice a week. Let's assume he has to report twice a week. That's 40 weeks. That's almost a year. If it's 81, that's a year and a half. Have not report. Somebody got to know this man did not report in. Oh, boy. I know them long time. These people are mine. Ronnie Butler said it best. Hey, Pearly, how much more people that aren't signing in? That's a question to ask. How many more people are not signing in? And some invest and Commissioner Knowles got to put it in place in to see how this is best being done. I'll be monitoring. And if it's that 1%, trust me, people, there are more people who have not reported in. Let's take a quick break when we come back. Try to figure out this telephone situation. We got some more texts to read. This is Pearly filling in here for Zhivago Line today on Z Live, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't go nowhere. Coming right back.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From Spin-Off to Spin Rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
we're good for you.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody.
And welcome back to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Gotta take a stand. Pearly, imagine this guy got away with 81. How many other cases out there where these murders are not signing in? That, I know what you mean. Pearly, we must get a refund for the failure to work to notify the public national insecurity. And I'm not blaming the monitoring company, because they own their job is to monitor the bracelets and monitor where the people are going. They're doing their part. I want to know what's going on at the police stations, who's monitoring 81 times. I may get for the show is out, but that's bothersome. That annoys me. Good afternoon, Pearly. The officer in charge of the police station where the gentleman supposed to check in should be brought up on charges 81 times. I don't know if it's officer in charge because he only going with the system is. He only is going along with the system is. The buck stops with the senior police officer, senior, whatever they call it, the leadership, and putting a proper system in place. A book? We signing in a book? This 2026. People got swipe cards and stuff to register when you come in. I'm not saying to get the criminals that, but I'm saying we're not into signing a book. And yes, I understand you want his signature to say, hey, I was here. But it should be some system in place. And I hope there is. And maybe somebody got to explain it. Somebody got to say something. Somebody got to say something, because we're going to come to some assumptions and we're going to condemn people who may not need to be condemned for this, but we need to know what's going on. Ah, boy, let's see. There ain't no spiritual warfare or such thing. These dudes ain't got no fear. Start hanging and watch the difference. I don't know that. And I was talking to some fellas, young fellas, about that yesterday. I don't think hanging is a deterrent to murder. I think it's a punishment, if you want to call it that. You think if two guys into it, fighting and carrying on, and I can get hanging if I shoot this dude. Fellas ain't thinking. They're not thinking. They're not considering I shouldn't do this because I can hang. That's Pearly's belief, and condemn me for that or doom me for that if you choose to. But I don't see hanging as a deterrent to murder. I see hanging as a punishment for murder. And if you want to say that's what we're going to do is a punishment, okay, we have a different conversation to have. That's just how I feel about it. I'm not reassured by the politicians that we're taking positive steps to address the many issues we have in the criminal justice system. And maybe, I don't know, Dexter, but maybe we need to put pressure on our politicians. And these are the things I talked about when election time, and I say, we're not checking all the issues that needs to be dealt with. We worrying about the grill out and the party and who do this and how you shame this one and how you catch this one doing this wrong. But we're not looking at all the issues that are affecting us today. And here we are now complaining about crazy stuff that we never even think about to talk about during the election period. Let's think about that. Think about that. No matter how you dice or cut it up, the PRP is no earthly good. That's your... Okay, Dexter. Says, if the freedom of information was bringing money into the country, that would have been passed years ago. If money was going into the minister or information pocket, that would have been passed allegedly. Maybe, I don't know. We don't know. Here we go. This is a long text. The abductions, let me read this properly. The abductions are becoming too commonplace. A few years ago, a woman walking down the road rebuffed the crude sexual advances of an ASP. The officer had the woman arrested. During the arrest, the officer punched the woman in the face. I've never heard this story. I don't know how true this is, so I don't want to really say this if I don't have the facts on this. The discussions around the story were so hush-hush, I cannot understand it. It doesn't matter if the woman was here illegally or a prostitute or a criminal. It doesn't matter. She's a human being. This easy. It's easy. A digital list that includes all persons who are supposed to sign in for the day, distributed from police headquarters and available to every police station. The station sends back anyone signing along with some proof of their life evidence. I want the Minister of National Security daily salary of 81 days for that idea. And maybe that works. This is the report. You're supposed to report this week or this today, whatever it is. And then at the end of the week, or end of the day, you send a list and Joe Blow, Mary Sue, and Sally Jane did not report in. Go pick them up. That's a violation of your parole or your bail or whatever it is. Brilliant. Nothing will happen to 82 missing signing that progress. I don't understand that too much. Asked if the electronic signing system that allows for it to automatically be flagged if someone has not signed in is working. I guess it's not, because 81 times. There's a computerized system in which persons on bail sign in through scanner their fingerprint, but has not been upkept and is now not working. See, if we have that system, then somebody explain to us, the people of the Bahamas, why that's not working. Okay, let's see what you got here. The industry of crime is becoming exactly what it is. From top house, we are sick calling for what it is. Pretty, this PM is for being the country because he loves to count things like work, breakfast, cabinet minister, laziness, murders, rape. I understand that one. This government specializes in more of the merrier. No, I can't. That position, Dexter. Come on, man. Let's be real, Dexter. You can't put me in that position. Something like that. No. But there has to be some system. We have to. If there's a system, then let us, Commissioner Knowles, and on you, Mom, let us know why. We don't know. This brother was allowed to not report in 81 times. Why is this guy allowed not to report in 2 times? And the question goes out to a couple of Texas asking, how many people have not signed in? Are not signing in? Who is the absent Minister of National Security? The last one was Rodney Munker. He's died. We have a shadow Minister of Security in terms of the opposition side. And maybe that shadow Minister of Security need to get on this Minister of National Security case to find out what's going on there. But there has to be some explanation how we allowing someone, I'm going to say it again, not to report in 81 times, and we need to know how many people. And so I would seriously hope that the police are scammering around right now, putting together, because you can be asked, and you don't want to be left with your pants down, how many more people are not reporting, and start rounding them up. Bring them in. You've been blessed. That's a blessing to get an ankle monitor to get out, because you ain't up there. And there's certain requirements that you have to follow. You can't go certain places, I would assume. You have to sign in twice or once a week. And if you're not signing in, that should be revoked. You get it. Some of them are trying to get it and ain't get it, and you out, and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You got to be kidding me, man. Come on, man. All right, the Texas sent me the story that was in the Tribune. I would look at it, text it, but I got not this exact second, because I am talking to you on the radio. Commissioner of Police too busy eating cake. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Come on. The Commissioner of Police is trying her best. And I'm sure she's not the one who implemented the system, because she met this in place. This ankle monitoring desk didn't come up. She'd been commissioner a short period. So I'm not going to allow you to put that on her. But what I am going to put on her is that she should come up with a, if there is a system that's not working, tell us why it's not working. And if they don't have a system, I'd put on her to come up with a system that eliminates this problem. Her and her leadership team. Not waiting and see, all the politicians, no, the minister ain't got to do this. The commission, please, you put a prong and say, listen, minister, this is what we want to do. I need $10. I need $1 million to make this happen. And let's find the money to make it. We can find it to do other things. Let's find the money to make that happen. That don't make sense? This one can rock me for a bit. Hey, Pirelli, hold on. Let's read this one. Hey, Pirelli, it's about priorities. There's no consideration for an effective system to monitor and respond effectively for 81 missed breaches. Yet the government focus is to put in place a biometric system for voting every 5 years. I support the biometric system of voting as well. Don't mean we can't do both. Was the cabinet aware of these kind of security breaches? Why should they be paid? See, we again putting it on the politician. And yes, the buck stops with the minister. He's ultimately responsible. But it's the police who have to come with a program to say, Mr. Minister, Madam Minister, in this case, Mr. Minister, this is what we want to do in order to monitor these ankle bracelets better, to make sure these young men and women are signing in. And if they're not signing in, this is the report to show you, we got to pick them up. We got to be more straightforward with this. And y'all can run up my blood pressure today, and I really don't need that. I got too much other things. The commissioner of police is lazy like the other commissioner of police. Where is the enforcement of laws? She should start with reckless driving. She ain't serious. Is it her or is it her officers? And maybe she need to get on her officer's case. To me, I can tell you this piece. Pretty, don't pull off right away when the light turned green, and I don't care who behind me blowing the horn. I don't care who mad at me for not pulling off, because too many people run the red light, and I ain't getting hit. Because never in the red light, ain't got no insurance. Or I could get hurt. So understand me. I ain't telling you what kind of car I drive, but if you behind a car that taking a minute to take off, be patient. That might be me. Because Pearlie is not pulling off until I sure. I literally look left and right before I drive off under red light. Literally do that. Because the reckless and ridiculous driving. And I have another problem since you didn't bring this up and you get me running hot now. What we can do about these young men who prancing, popping wheelie, whatever we call it, all over the place. Coming down Prince Charles, coming down the highway, coming down Interview Road, Nassau Street, West Bay Street, they ain't doing Bay Street. Prancing all over the place. No helmet. But we police officers driving and they checking. We need some more enforcement on those kind of things. And then maybe the rest of us will do better. Trying her best. You see the roads. Nobody trying. She will come up with the same system someone of the OPM heard suggested on the Guardian Radio. That's their pattern. Listen, if the suggestion come here from us on Guardian Radio, and when I say us, I mean our hosts and our listeners and our callers. If the suggestion comes and it's a good suggestion, so may it be. Let's make it happen, because it makes the Bahamas a better place. Now, all I want to see is a better Bahamas. That's all I want to see. I want to see a safer Bahamas, not just when I lay down in my bed, my house, that I am safe and don't worry about nobody coming in there, but when I'm on the road, walking on and or driving. When I out of function. When I'm on the beach. When I go to Gombe, I want to know that I am safe. That I can take my girlfriend to Gombe and don't have to worry about nothing. That don't make sense to you. It makes sense to Pearly. Text, no, the cabinet is supposed to be sufficiently aware of what's going on as they run the nation. The cabinet are policy decision makers. They are policy makers. They're not monitors. And we got to understand, and see, that's the problem I think we have here in this country, that we think the minister is supposed to run the day-to-day runnings of the ministry. No, that's the permanent secretary job. The politician is the policy makers. Now, if you want to say that they need to come up with a better policy, okay, so may it be. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hi, Brady.
Hey, brother.
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Good. Man, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
This morning, I'm on the road by 4:30, 3 o'clock every morning.
What you doing on the road early in the morning, your bed ready?
No. I have to do my treatment.
Okay, yes, I know. Yes, that's right. Yes, I know what I talk and do now. I know what I talk
and
do.
So, this morning, I drove on the road. I haven't seen one police car.
And how far you drove? Which area? No, not specific, but which area? From out east to the hospital?
No, I drove from the west
uh-huh.
to the hospital.
And you look,
one police car.
Wow.
Right? As I was driving, I passed several police stations. All the cars park up in the yard.
Sleep in. Catch a nap.
This is ridiculous. Right? We just invested on a lot of trucks, a lot of vehicles. But they're not put in to use. You know, you have guys, the speed cops, they're not on the road, right? Guys prancing their motorbikes, right?
Uh-huh.
I witnessed a gentleman a couple of years ago got killed. A guy was doing that. And he fell right in the center of the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Killed him. Right? We need to get this country together.
We sure do.
We need to get...
We need a serious come-to-Jesus moment in this country.
Hello?
We need a serious come-to-Jesus moment in this country.
Yeah. We need to, you know, you can't blame the government. These, you know, the commissioner need to get on her people to work more. There's no use the trucks, the vehicles parking in the yard. And, you know, I always think to myself, if something happened, right?
Uh-huh.
What you know, something happened. Right? You're not on the road.
Yeah.
Right? Come on, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate the call. I do. Take care of yourself now. she has not been vocal. Her silence is important. Is on important issues are deafening. And maybe the commissioner, maybe Madam Commissioner needs to come out and say more things. And maybe we can ask her to come on the show and talk to the people and say what some of the programs that the commissioner, that the police are doing and plan on doing. Hopefully. But let's take a break. This is Pearly here on Guardian Radio with Z Live, 96.9 FM, filling in for Zhivago Lang today. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply. Tell
them. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM Z Live here with Pearlie in the house. Let's get right to the text right away. Hey Pearlie, I agree with you. It's entirely unacceptable that a person charged for a criminal offense before the court, a part of his bail required him to present himself at a police station whenever the day or days of the week. We do know factually that in 81 occasions he did not present himself, so it appears that either no one checked, hence no one knew, or if it was checked and someone knew but did nothing about it, or did someone something, did or did something, but it was wholly ineffective. In any event, it is a very serious dereliction of duty, highly unacceptable, and indeed most offensive. Where is the accountability? Amen, amen, amen. Good afternoon. Let's be real. Take gender out of it. The commissioner have been doing a poor job of leading the force. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Nobody put gender in that text, this, with all due respect. But you know, I've been giving it some... We're throwing these questions out. The government doesn't answer the opposition questions for 4 years and going through. I don't know what's going to happen when they come back in September. So you expect them to answer these questions to us? The opposition puts in every third Wednesday, I think it is, and... Or the minister's not prepared to answer that question. Or we'll get the information and get back to you. Or we'll do this. Or they may answer the easy peasy ones. So I may start and agree that it begins with up there. And they need to become more accountable to the people. And thus jingle it all the way down to the cabinet, the minister of national security, the commission, and move it all the way down. And I have to agree with you on that one. Hey, Pearlie, love your show. Boy, Pearlie, I does the same thing. I wait a minute before I move on green light, bro. But Pearlie, when they blow, hold up your... No. I say certain things, but I don't say it to the face because you don't know what these people got in the car. That's easy. We will let these young men know that since we have limited resources, when they get hurt on their motorbike, they should expect to lie in the road. No, you can't do that. Humans. I don't care. They may be doing foolishness, so we got to teach them. But being only laying them there is not, that's inhumane. And I can't agree with that. Apparently, the cabinet believes its job is to micromanage the country. Therefore, since they took on the role of micromanager, let them manage, especially since they don't allow anyone else to do so. Who's the boss? The commissioner? In practice, not theory. Again, this is cabinet failure. 81 times, Apparently, we need to duck 81 weeks of pay from every government minister, the RBPF, top brass and the SpongeBob Attorney General, and give the proceeds to the survivors of the murder victims. You hear your caller, all the police cars park up. The commissioner is lazy. She is not serious. So there is no fear of the law. We don't want to hear her talk. We want her to do her job. Stop the laziness, and you pretty stop taking... I'm not taking up for the commissioner. I'm not. I'm just being factual. The commissioner, maybe now if you want to say do her job and she get on her offices, okay, let's live with that. But no, I gotta be fair and honest. Pearlie, who has the ankle monitoring contract for the police? They need to call the company name loud over and over. I feel it's for the loss of... It is not the ankle monitors. And let's just be fair. They don't know if you're reporting in 81 or one time. They know where the ankle monitor... They watch the ankle monitor. They could tell you if you've been to Market Street, if you've been to Seabreeze, if you've been out east. They could tell you that. They could tell you places you should not go. They could tell you places you should not be, I should say. But they're not the ones, they're not at fault in this. I can't let you do that to them. Call you on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. I heard them talking about the vehicles being parked up. Has anybody considered that maybe they're changing shift early in the morning? Like, I'd prefer them to be parked up than be at Wendy's or to be picking up somebody from work or whatever else. I prefer them to be parked up.
If
they've been given an assignment to go somewhere or to be on the street at a certain time, then yes, they should be. But... I don't think you just pass judgment because you see the vehicle parked up. You never know what's the purpose.
You're such an optimist.
If they got doing a check or something?
If they got 10 cars. So you're telling me, so we should know. Okay, at 4 o'clock in the morning, all the cars changing shift. Let's do what we got. Should, if there are 10 cars, should 5 be on the road and 5, and as they change, there should always be cars on the road.
I don't work for the police. I know, I mean, like, we could look at our own personal jobs, and somebody might be saying, well, okay, your phone should be working. It ain't working. Like, things happen. Like, we don't know why.
Yeah, but I have decided to call her. I accept it. All the cars park up. I'm not accepting that. They should not be all parked up. But cars need to be on the road.
I don't think that every day they should be all parked up, but maybe this was this one occasion or this is a
contract. You are such an optimist, you know.
No, but I'm just saying.
No,
like,
no,
I
can't.
I don't want nobody judging me.
Normally when you call in, I like.
Especially if you don't work in the same line that I work in, the same, you know,
yeah,
area
but,
that I work in.
Yeah.
Because I do see police on the road from time to time, but I don't.
You heard you say from time to time.
Yes, but I don't see. Sometimes I'll see them on foot. Sometimes I'll see them, you know, maybe by a store or something like that. But I don't know what the protocol is, and maybe they need to make it clear to the citizens. Listen here. You should be expecting this.
So you think?
You
so you
be
think?
Expecting this
if the guy says he drive from way out west,
mm-hmm.
all the way, and he didn't see one police car at all on the road.
I missed one. I know. I just tell. My thing is, listen. Whoever's listening from the police department, just make it clear to us what should be happening, what we should be expecting. We don't want to see. You know, we don't want to see. Now we don't want them to swamp us now, because that could be another thing. They could just get like, hey, all over you. And see, I've had that problem too. Like I'm driving, going somewhere. And they just stop you to look at you. And I'm like, come on.
That, I mean, you know, that doesn't bother
me.
That
annoys me.
Let me tell you why it don't bother me. Because I know I license up, so I ain't got nothing to worry about.
No, I know that too.
But hold on, hear me now.
Driving slow.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't know if the three people behind me car license or not.
Well, that's true too. But then see, the thing about it is now we're on this thing because now I'm getting annoyed by seeing them sign. You don't have a problem with it. But yet we say they don't be on the street. Like, what is it?
I want to see them. I want police presence on the road.
I don't want them nagging me.
I got gotcha.
For me, I just think like, hey, I prefer you all to stay in the yard than to come up
no,
here
no,
and
no.
slow me down.
No.
To look at my license. Am I licensed and inspected? Yo, I good.
Bye. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
All right. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hi, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I think this lady, she in Mazda.
She's very optimistic. She's an optimistic person. I understand her point.
No. Those cars were bought to patrol.
Yes.
To patrol the streets.
Yes.
Right? Don't wait till something happens. Then everybody's busting on the police station trying to catch the culprits.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
I agree.
Patrol the streets.
I agree. I want police presence on the road, but I got to run you because I got one more call and I run out of time. I'll take this one last call. Call you on the air. How you doing? I guess that was the last call that did not get through. Let me make sure I got everything done. I got one last text to read. We need to call back COVID and Dr. Minister to lock down Brave and his group. Nah, come on. I understand you being a bit facetious there. People, thank you so much. It's been a fun 2 days. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the text. I so appreciate it. Thank you to Chivago for giving me the opportunity to fill in for him these 2 days. It has been fun. Remember, this hot out there. Please hydrate. Make sure you take care of yourselves. You don't need to be losing anybody right now. I think Gabby's up next. Anku? It'll be up next at 2 o'clock. Thank you so much. This is Pearly, who's been filling in for Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I will see you on Thursday at 4 o'clock. Take care.